Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, April 30th, 2016, 22 Nisan, 5776, Acharei Mot 1, Leviticus 16:1 through 17:16, Haftarah, Ezekiel 22:1 through 14, Devar Torah, You Are What You Wear, by Rabbi Elise Goldstein. In Leviticus 16:4, we read, He shall be dressed in a sacral linen tunic, with linen breeches, next to his flesh, and be girt with a linen sash, and he shall wear a linen turban. They are sacral vestments. He shall bathe his body in water, and then put them on. A few years ago, I was in Jerusalem, in a Hasidic neighborhood, surrounded by stores carrying talitot, kippot, and all sorts of Judaica. To my utter shock, prominently displayed in one store's window was a bright pink talus. I went inside and started talking to the owner, a chassid in full regalia, black coat, knickers, side curls, and a fur-trimmed shtreimel hat. Who would buy a pink talit? I asked. A bat mitzvah girl, of course, this chassid said with no hesitation. No, no, not the girls in my community, he added. But in yours, sure, why not? Just a year later, I was at the Shabbat morning service during the URJ biennial, and I stood preparing to put on one of my many varied and eclectic talitot. This talit is definitely not your average black and white striped variety. It is an appliqué silk, full poncho-style garment that reaches to my knees, with tinkling bells around the neck and a top that comes over my head as a hood. If there ever were a Kohenet Gedolah, a high priestess, surely this is what she would have worn. I stood silently for a moment, feeling the sensuous raw silk on my back, my front, my arms. I closed my eyes, and from behind me I heard a loud, startled whisper, What the heck is she wearing? The high priest knew a sacral vestment when he saw one. There wasn't much choice back then among colors or styles. In today's parasha, I imagine the priest putting the same kind of thoughtful kavanah into putting on his sacred garments. I imagine him holding the linen tunics and examining them to be sure they are clean and pure. Then he wraps his sash around his middle, puts on his turban, closes his eyes, and is ready to pray. If ever clothes make the man, then the high priest knows that. In changing his clothing, he changes his readiness. Babylonian Talmud, Zevachim 17b, states, While they are clothed in the priestly garments, they are clothed in the priesthood. But when they are not wearing the garments, the priesthood is not upon them. It's not about jeans and a hoodie versus a suit. It's about how the garments of prayer, specifically kippah and talit, can change our attitude toward prayer. The Reform Judaism I grew up in eschewed these garments, saying they were not necessary for prayer to feel spiritual. Perhaps because in those days, men regularly wore ties and women regularly wore dresses to shul. Prayer garments did not change us as we entered. We were already dressed for shul. But today, when we no longer have synagogue dress codes or even communal expectations as to what is appropriate to wear for temple, I believe prayer garments help us take off the secular street when we arrive at the shul door and put on a priestly attitude. Sforno, the 15th century Italian commentator, says on our verse, When angels appeared to the prophets, they wore these kinds of garments. I believe prayer garments help us take the earthly street off when we arrive at the shul door and feel closer to the angels. The word in Hebrew for linen in the garments is bad. This Hebrew root is in the word for alone, bodad, and in the word for inner meditation, hit bodadut. I believe prayer garments help us take off the white noise and overstimulation of the street when we arrive at the shul door and feel more ready to face ourselves alone in the act of prayer. And the Babylonian Talmud suggests in Arachin 16a, that the 8 vestments worn by the high priest granted atonement for 8 different sins. One of these garments was the robe containing bells on the bottom, whose sound as he walked would remind people to refrain from gossip, lashon hara. I believe prayer garments help us take off the desire to gossip from the street when we arrive at the shul door and feel more ready to be in holy relationships with those around us, at least for the duration of the service. This week's parasha is asking us to consider if sacral vestments indeed make the service participants themselves more sacred. Rabbi Elise Goldstein is the founding rabbi of City Shul, downtown Toronto's New Reform congregation. Before that, for 20 years, she was the director of Kollel, the Adult Center for Liberal Jewish Learning. She is the author, editor of 4 books on women and Judaism, published by Jewish Lights Publishing.